Welcome to the Naked Ladies Podcast.
Nicholas Cage.
This is Kristen from Maine.
Amber from Indiana.
Conspiracy theories.
Jamie from Kentucky.
And now we're back to lizard people.
And Kat from Alberta.
We're all here.
Yo. What were you saying, Kristen?
I fell asleep for like an hour before this.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have been able to get up and do it. So kudos to you.
I was napping.
Nice.
Yeah.
My computer wouldn't turn on and I got scared.
No.
Yeah, I know, right?
that's terrifying.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're immediately like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Right, because I don't know anything about it. Like.
Well, I guess I'll throw this in the trash.
Yeah.
White mask with this $600.
That's my immediate reaction to anything.
Oh, yeah. I guess this is fucked now.
We're done.
Just like straight in the trash can. Or just push right off the table. Like, bye.
I just looked it up on the internet and like disconnected the battery. Like, put a... Well, I use one of those phone tools. I said to use a paperclip, but there's like a hole underneath, and I just like popped it in there. And then
what
it was
a
fine.
Pro!
Yeah,
what a pro!
Right.
Turn it off and turn it back on. That's the first thing you do.
I gotta look. Oh, I have a case on mine. I can't remember when computers used to have the giant battery on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when?
Mm-hmm.
The good old days, just like phones.
Yeah. Do they? I guess they don't have.
We're all gonna do it.
Where you like pop it out? I still have old laptops like that.
We had an old laptop that was my sister's from when she was in college. She gave it to me because it was like too crappy for her, but it was good enough for me.
Yeah.
And it had a big burn mark on the back of it because it had been like burnt on a radiator in her dorm room. So,
radiator.
She went to school at in this like school in Boston that all the buildings were like 200 years old, you know. So she had left it open one night, and the back like fused to the radiator, so it had a big burn mark on it. So we called it Bernie.
Oh,
this was like so back in 2005. Bunny was a baby.
I burped.
Congratulations.
We're switching timelines.
We're switching timelines.
Yeah, because you're always the one that burps.
I can still get there.
Is that a challenge?
I can make that happen.
Doubling yourself?
I was late because I got... okay, so I was trying to edit the podcast because I only had like an hour.
Mm.
And then I was like gonna look it up stuff on TikTok, and I got distracted.
What'd like, you oh, end shit. Up watching?
TikToks, like Mandela effect stuff. I
you
found
didn't
a few.
You didn't watch Kermit's Things?
No, that's not on mine.
Come on.
Sorry.
Do you guys not watch Kermit's Things?
I think you've mentioned it before, but no.
It's Kermit.
Yeah. Because you talked about doing classical music, and you said it was Britney Spears.
He does, like, Nicki Minaj. It's just some guy with a Kermit puppet. Or maybe it's the real Kermit, I don't know. In his room. Kermit
yeah,
has his own room, probably.
It sounds like something my kids would watch, to be honest with you.
It's great. Life is so hard.
Fucking relentless.
Yeah. So why not take 10 minutes and watch Kermit sing Nicki Minaj?
It's ironic that we were talking about that, and then it was me. I did it. Brought up Britney Spears because one of the Mandela effects, remember the Hit Me Baby One More Time video where she's in the school uniform?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What color is her skirt?
Plaid.
It's black.
Like gray?
Bullshit. Mm. It's gray plaid.
No, it's does black. It's like
pink
jet black.
In her hair?
I'm gonna fucking throw a rock window.
Oh, I have more. I'm so excited. Let me double check on the pom-poms, Jamie.
Yeah. Because she had the pink puffballs in her hair, right?
Yeah. I think they're still there.
I specifically bought a plaid skirt and wore it to school.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
I remember.
I was a senior when that was so old.
Yeah, well, right here is a costume on Amazon for it. And it's a plaid shirt, or a skirt, rather.
And everyone's like, oh, everyone's just misremembering it. No. Why would a costume shop make the wrong thing? Please.
Yeah. Well, the lady in the TikTok had a Britney Spears, like, Barbie doll.
Yeah.
With that outfit on.
The plaid skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Mattel is notorious for messing with people's memories.
It's because there's so much lead in their products or something.
So we talked about the King Tut one, because that's a new one.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that last?
No,
it's happened since. We talked about since.
That in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because now they say, because King Tut always had just the snake coming out of his forehead.
Headdress. Yeah.
Headdress. And now there's some other thing. I guess that's worse. It's a snake head. Now they say there's some other thing, a vulture, but it doesn't look like a vulture to me.
No.
Let me bring it up again. That's so a I can
shitty
see
bird.
It. Yeah. I didn't even understand what it did they ever say, like, what it's supposed to mean? Like, what is the significance?
It means that this is all bullshit. That's what it means.
It's a terrible simulation.
Horrible.
All right. Horrible. I'll be right back. I'm going to get some water real quick.
Okay.
I won't piss you off, Kristen, until she gets back.
Okay. I'm so angry. I was like, you know me. You know me with these Mandela.
I know. I love it. It's so funny.
I saw that video about the King Tut one, and I was like, no!
Well, it is frustrating. My thing is I go back and forth. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Do I remember it wrong? Like you said, like people are like, oh, you're just remembering it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I actually remember it right? So I usually fight in my head.
I know, but why would so many people remember it wrong?
I know. It that? Makes no sense.
Yeah. It just doesn't. And I just feel gaslit by the simulation. Not right.
No. Not right at all.
It's not right. Okay.
What did you have? Oh. Were you talking about something?
Well, I was going to say that I found that the Steve Martin, I sent the picture in the group chat, the Steve Martin King Tut video, like from the 70s.
Yeah.
So, that was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
That was like Steve Martin's like biggest. And then in the middle of the video, King Tut, like the tomb opens and King Tut starts playing the saxophone. And if you look at the picture, he only has one thing. One thing. Out of
head. Yeah.
You can't see it very well because I did screenshot from a YouTube clip, so.
You could have just image searched it.
I am 1,000 years old.
Oh, man.
This is. Bunny was asking us about a computer thing today, and Lincoln and I were both like. I don't. Turn it on. Turn it off.
Take the big ass battery out.
We've officially turned into our parents.
Yeah. I feel so stupid. I used to be good at that stuff and now it's just gone so far beyond me. I just.
Like, I can't even find the battery in my phone anymore.
Well, you're not supposed to.
me specifically.
No, like, they seal the phones up now. Like, you're not supposed to take them apart anymore.
So rude.
Mm-hmm.
This is just turning into old people complaining.
Old fussy bitches. Yeah.
Old man yells at cloud. Old woman yells at phone. Throws computer on ground. Yeah. That was my only The King Tut one was my only Mandela effect, because that was the one that I'm like hyper focused on right now.
Oh yeah, trying to, it's a big one.
Disprove it for everybody.
Well, this one was one that everybody was pissed off on in TikTok, which I did not know about it until today, like, you know, 10 minutes ago. Chick-fil-A. How do you spell chick?
C-H-I-C?
It's the word chick. C-H-I-C-K. You both made the same face.
Don't like that.
I don't.
No, it's always been without the K. Right?
Yes.
I'll send the screenshot I have. I was going to show it to you, but it'd be easier just to see it.
Is that new since they turned back on?
I think
on?
So. It's the way that it was being talked about. It seemed like it was. Well, this was posted July 10th. So. Wait, what's the date?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. What year is it?
I don't even know.
Where am I? Today,
today's the 18th. I don't know what's happening.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4 more.
Okay. Bring on the pain.
The Laughing Cow. Do you remember that? It's like a dairy thing.
Yeah,
with the red baked cheese. With the Red Bull. It's
the Skinny Cow.
I was thinking of Bethany Frankel.
Skinny Girl.
Skinny Girl, that's it.
Yeah. Was there Skinny Cow too?
No, there is. It's it's like a whatever
generic
brand or whatever.
Yeah, like the Walmart Skinny brand. Cow.
Yeah,
because remember John Medesian accused Bethany of being a cheater brand
off of <That's> right
because of her Skinny Girl.
It all comes back to Dorinda
after she accused Sonia of having a cheater brand with her Tipsy Girl wine.
Yes.
Oh man, I need to go back and rewatch that.
Those are the good old days.
So this is the Laughing Cow, and one of the things is that everybody remembers him having a nose ring.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have it.
Yeah, it was like a gold nose ring, wasn't it?
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. And Chick-fil-A was never spelled like that. Wrong.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Simulation. Wow, that looks weird without the nose ring,
doesn't it? It looks like it's incorrect, like it's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
They took out the nose ring and gave it earrings instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese it's earrings. Really.
Stupid looking earrings.
Yeah. That cow looks like a straight jabroni.
I'm judging that cow's choices.
Right.
As I sit here in my
actually,
Walmart.
It's a bull, so.
Oh.
Right, that's bull. You're right.
That's right.
You need it canceled.
Oh, yeah. Edgy, then. Yeah.
It has horns.
Yeah. And really beautiful eyelashes.
Yeah.
This is a very androgynous bovine. They should have named it the androgynous bovine.
Oh, yeah. That would have worked out for him.
My culty sister-in-law ate this stuff for a while.
I've never tried it. I don't even know what it is. It's cream cheese? What is it?
Yeah. I tried it for a while, but...
Right, I'm not down for fucking diet cheese whatever.
Yeah.
Vegan cheese, like, if it doesn't melt, don't give it to me.
Don't try it.
I got these screenshots on here from TikTok, and I just stared at this one forever, and it's the kids' school supplies list. I'm like, what is this? Where's the Mandela effect? I'm so confused. So stupid. Okay. Who sang Hotel California?
Yeah, I guess... The Eagles?
Okay, the Eagles. Their band name is actually just Eagles, which I would have said the Eagles.
Yeah.
Kristen's passing out.
That one's a little loose.
Yeah. Definitely.
You're just so lazy. If you're going to do a simulation, just give us healthcare. For real.
You fool.
Maybe they keep trying and then somebody goes back and changes the and something fucks it all up.
And that's why we have insurance companies, because
yeah.
someone took the out of Eagles.
Well, this one is Home Depot. And it's actually the Home Depot.
I don't think so.
Okay, next. One more and that's it. That's all okay. I got. Unless you want to hear the kids' school supply list.
I bet that's good.
Oh yeah, it's super entertaining and expensive. Sweet dreams are made of...
These dreams are made of these.
Are you singing it in your head?
Yes. Sweet dreams are made of these. Yeah, these.
Yeah, it's these. It says all the lyrics say this.
It makes sense in your brain. Like, it should be this, I guess. No. I don't know.
You gotta rhyme it with C's, you know?
Right.
Who am I to disagree? The next line Who am I to disagree?
Travel the world in 7 feet. Everybody is looking for something. It's these.
Yeah, it's these.
Fuckers. I can't take it. I'm gonna have like a stroke one day and it's gonna be because I read like the worst Mandela effect. It's gonna be my cousin. Like, it's
that Pumbaa was the meerkat.
I'm waiting for that. Waiting like, for something like that. And then I'll just like stroke out.
Right.
My head will just pop. Yeah. I can't take it. Can't take it.
I just think it's funny.
Hot in here now. I'm so angry. I'm getting hot. Too. Something's on. I want to take my hair down and I was like, no, I can't do that right now. Because I'm too warm.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't want to just look like see you look like Ben Franklin again.
Oh, I do look like Ben Franklin. I have like no hair. You know what's so funny? Look at the size of my ponytail. It's literally like it's tiny. It's like this big, right? Mm-hmm. My ponytail's that thick.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Compared to my mom's side of the family, I have like the most luxurious head of hair in the family.
So you should be good.
Lincoln has like, you know, bad.
Who's the clear winner here?
Ridiculously thick hair. He knows he's bald.
I think he does.
But both of my kids, like Maya's ponytail is like a monster. It's like that big. I cannot. Bunnies too, when they don't shave their head. Crazy. And here I am, like with four pieces of hair. Lincoln started going bald, and so did his brothers at like before 30. And his dad, too. They all went bald early.
My brother has a friend who went bald when he was, like, 22.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's crazy. And he's, like, shiny head bald.
Completely, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like you just gotta lean into it at that point, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it looks nice on him. I would.
Yeah. I like the shaved head. It's pretty fun. Maybe I'll shave my head.
Describe fun. What you doing with
it? But I'm just gonna shave it and leave chunks of hair. Ashley from like the boys.
Fucking Corey Feldman in that Friday the 13th movie. You know what I'm talking about?
That's gonna be me. My new fashion. My new style. I take that in.
To leave you alone.
Take that in to the salon and I'm like, I wanna look like this.
Corey Feldman. And Friday the 13th.
And the hairdresser says what they always say. You know, you're not going to look exactly like that.
They give you, like,
really?
Like the sack that Jason wears. The burlap sack to put over your face.
It's not the same. You didn't even try. They give me the Will Byers bowl cut.
Did you see the one when Kanye got his hair cut and they like butchered it? I just found it. I'm gonna send it a picture. Cause like the back of it almost looks like a kind of like a fun little, like, you know.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Did you see it?
That's my style.
That's exactly what I was picturing when you said that.
My style.
This is the back of it. So it kind of looks like it's intentional. And then the front of it's like.
I want to be beautiful. I want to be beautiful. Oh, that's quite a necklace too. The design.
What's it say?
Saint.
All right. Yeah. So the back does look intentional, but the side is a mess.
Isn't that one of his kids' names?
Yeah. His hairdresser hates him.
What about the other ones?
He has like five kids with what's her face.
I know, right? So what's like, why just that one?
Oh, that's a good question. Nice,
that's a good one.
Maybe he had the necklace first.
He named the child after the necklace.
Yeah, he was like, this is great.
All right. You guys want to hear about the Kentucky meat shower?
Is that the picture with the blonde and the five guys behind her?
It's in my bedroom.
This is not it's not a sex thing. Anything. Maybe it is now.
It's gonna be.
It's gonna be. Jamie. Tell us what it is.
It's where you let a dude flop his dick on your face.
Several.
Like a drop, you know what I mean?
Like Cody does to me when I'm sleeping sometimes, and then tells me about it in the morning.
What the fuck? That's messed up.
I'm joking, he does not do that.
You should just start throwing hot dogs at it. Just randomly.
You keep your pockets filled with hot dogs at all times.
He does it, and I wake up and smack him with
one at him.
Have you guys noticed that my solution for everything is to throw something at somebody? Throw shoes at them. Throw hot dogs at them.
Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm. Everyone should do those.
Everyone should do
those. Saving those for the Supreme Court.
The revolution.
I don't know anything.
Just kidding, I'm not doing shit. Anything.
Yeah, me neither.
I will if someone else starts it. I don't want to.
Someone does it first.
I'll join a big group.
You're a follower, right? Not a leader.
I don't want to lead. I don't want to organize. A lot of work.
Yeah, it doesn't seem fun.
Mm-mm.
Tell us about your meat.
Well,
okay. Is that what you slap on Lincoln's head?
Yes, that's when I slap a.
That's what she needs baldness for.
Yeah,
when I slap a boob on his, he would get knocked.
Be like little Nicky with the bra.
He would probably die. He would probably die. Like if I whipped one of these things out and slapped it against somebody, their head would just fly off and fly like 100 miles.
That's probably somebody's
kink. Have you guys ever seen that video of that lady crushing cans with her titties?
Yes.
I gotta get in on that.
There you go.
No.
I don't want to crush cans. Maybe something softer. Pillows?
That's just you cradling your titties on a pillow.
Join me on my
horrific. She like grabs a tit and like throws it. She down like on slaps it like.
Oh, that's too much. Flip.
It's bad.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if you could pop a balloon.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure.
Probably. I haven't done enough experimentation. It's not. I gotta get into that.
How'd you make it this long?
What the hell have you been doing?
In life.
In my free time. the neighbors go by. Just like.
See what you could crush in the titty.
You got a bunch of crushed, like, fruit in your yard.
Right. She starts off with marshmallows. Work your way up to, like, I don't know, peewee.
Can I break a bottle?
Well, that's the last. You know, we don't want you to hurt your boobs.
Okay. I have very poor impulse control. Mm. So, you never know what's gonna happen. All right, the Kentucky Meat Tower.
Get sidetracked by titties again.
Okay, March 3rd, 1876, Olympian Springs, Kentucky. Have you heard of this place, Jamie from Kentucky?
No.
It must suck. It rained.
I live in the sucky part. It's probably somewhere really nice that I've never fucking been.
No, you haven't. When you hear about this, you're going to be like, no, don't go there. It rained a substance that looked suspiciously like flesh. The meat rained down near the house of Alan Crouch. It covered a strip of ground about 100 yards in length and 50 yards wide. So Mrs. Crouch was making soap in her yard, and she said that, I don't understand this. She's obviously never seen it. She said it fell like snow. Like snow. Wouldn't it flop? Snow goes like that.
Well, maybe it's like a feather.
It's a very light meat.
Like it's real thin.
Very. She said it looked like beef. So the next day, Garrison Hill, some dude, visited the site and found particles that looked like what looked like fresh meat stuck to the fences and scattered on the ground, and the chunks were about 2 inches by 2 inches. That's like stew beef.
Cheese.
So people said that they tested the meat, like someone said it tasted muttony. Like
why?
Who was eating shit that fell out of the goddamn sky? This odd substance. God.
These dummies did it. So they picked it up and gnawed on it. And they said it was either lung tissue from a horse or meat from a human infant.
And... Oh, wait, stop.
So this guy knew what? Mutton, horse lungs, and babies.
How do they know the difference? They're like, okay, let's line up a bunch of volunteers.
He was like, it's like a wine tasting.
He's like,
oh, that has a distinct baby shit.
He's like swirling it around.
Yeah. He's like squishing it between his fingers.
That's dark.
He's like, oh,
that's
yeah. Dark. Yeah. Lung tissue. Okay, so now they say that it was actually just because there were some vultures that were flying around, and so the vultures puked, and that's why. There was 100 yards, 300 feet by 150 feet of vulture puke. How many vultures were there?
And how also, aren't much vultures puke? Like, they eat trash. What is making them throw up?
Baby.
They eat like rotten meat.
They, I don't know, wouldn't you expect to see like a bunch of missing babies from around that area?
Right.
or mutilated horses.
Yes. So I don't buy that, but science people like to give stupid, dumb explanations.
Right. And then they act like we're dumb because we don't understand it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Saying that it's a supernatural meat rain is makes just as much sense to me as saying that vultures threw up 2-inch chunks of baby all over this lady's farm.
This lady has to be traumatized. When was this?
1876.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So that was the meat rain.
I love it.
This says that vultures do not projectile vomit. They simply cough up a lump of semi-digested meat.
Take that, scientists.
But how much?
It would
how
be...
Okay. Ugh. How much do... How much is in their stomach?
And pelicans. Like, they hold it in there.
Like, how much meat can a vulture hold? It can't be that much meat.
That is the question.
It says vultures tend to eat as much as they can because they never know when they'll find their next meal.
Mm. That sounds like me.
Yeah, right. Are you food insecure? Okay.
I'm not. I have too much food. That's the problem. Too much tasty. I can tell that that's wine and not pee because it doesn't sound like chicken frying.
I smell something burning. I think some. Sorry. I think somebody's burning something outside.
Are you having a stroke?
It's the children in the core. They're trying to get you out. Oh, yeah. So there's, there are pictures. I'm going to send you guys a thing. Someone saved some of the meat, and there's, like, a jar with some of the meat in it.
Oh, great.
It's just weird. Yeah. It reminds me of the, what were they called? The globs?
Oh, the Oakville blobs.
Oakville blobs. Yeah. Because there was another, there were other things, too. Like, sometimes things fall from the sky. Okay, so the other thing that was weird about this was that there was no rain. And, okay, scientist, tell me why Mrs. Crouch, or whatever her name was. I don't know what her name was.
Crouch.
Crouch. Sorry, Mrs. Crouch. Tell me why she didn't notice a giant flock of vultures flying over her house. It's 1876. Right. Well, she's not looking at her phone. She's not watching YouTube. She's just making soap. So anyway, they were saying some other articles were giving examples of like other things that have fallen from the sky, but they usually fall from the sky because they're pulled up like from an updraft or from like a water spout. And then they'll come down with the rain. But this meat came down all by itself. There was no rain. It just
so appeared. What is the non-realistic response? Like, what could it be?
So someone on Reddit said it was probably the product of teleportation.
Oh, gone wrong. My God. That makes so much sense, though.
I love that idea. That's my favorite. Someone just exploded. They tried to land time travel. They were trying to go back in time. Do you guys have any other stuff falling out of the sky?
That, I'm literally Googling that.
You're.
Well, I had an explanation for the raining frogs.
Okay.
Because apparently that is, you know, has happened a lot of times. The most recent was 2005 in Serbia, it says. apparently, Britain appears to be especially susceptible in recent years. But it is, they say, the water spout that you were talking about, that it's like a water tornado. So then it picks up all this water, and then frogs obviously don't weigh very much, so then they get, like, swept up into the atmosphere. And I guess sometimes they get, like, frozen up there, and it just rains down a bunch of frozen frogs.
Gross.
Well, so, if it's happened recently in Britain, that's probably because they're doing stuff to keep Queen Elizabeth alive.
Right. They're doing chaos magic to keep her alive.
What's the next choice? Charles? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Kristen, what would you do if fish started coming down from the sky?
Throw myself off a bridge.
Into a pile of fish.
I would scream and hide. Well, they'd probably be dead by the time they hit me, so I'd laugh at them. Serve them right, stupid little fish.
Except
mouth.
For you're getting, like, slapped by dead fish.
Do fish scales, like, cut you?
They can.
Yeah. So your face would be all mutilated.
Yeah.
I don't know why my brain went there.
Like, if they were sunfish, sunfish are pretty sharp.
But it says here that frogs can travel tremendous distances in the vortex of a waterspout. It can move across hundreds or thousands of miles, but that's extremely rare. And it's more common for the frogs to travel just a few miles before they fall to the ground. So strange objects falling from the sky are numerous and varied. People have reported raining squid, worms, and fish. And fish are actually the
horrible.
Most common creatures to fall from the sky.
What a nightmare.
Right.
Imagine if they were like sturgeon.
like a giant ass.
I want Bunny to do a tattoo of sturgeon and then just put like a cross or like the Ghostbusters.
Yes, that's what I need.
Stay away.
That's my next tattoo.
He said it's unlikely that they survive the journey with the low pressure vortex and the impact once the vortex dissolves. So usually the frogs die, although it's unclear when exactly that happens during the trip or as a result of the fall. But it says here when
probably when they're getting sucked into a water spout.
But it says here when it rained frogs in a small town in Serbia in 2005, people walked outside after the storm and their streets were blanketed with frogs trying to hop their way back to water.
Aww.
So sometimes it's like thousands of frogs.
Can you imagine?
I know, right?
Yeah. Imagine if it was like June bugs. You guys get June bugs?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but I probably do.
I like June bugs.
You like them?
Yeah, they look cool.
Oh, yeah, we got those.
They're, like, kind of iridescent, you know?
Yeah, they're, like, greenish.
Why are they bad?
Mm-hmm. Because they fly into your face.
Maybe they fly into your face.
If you're outside, they go... they, like... their little wings.
That doesn't really happen to me. I guess roach feet, Kristen.
Maybe we have weird June bugs up here. Maybe they're a different kind.
I pulled like five of them out of the kids. Well, it's not the kids, but you know, the little pool thing we have out there.
Yeah, they're horrible.
They're huge.
They terrify me. Yeah.
I actually saved one from the pool the other day.
Aw, good for you, Jamie.
Yeah, well, you can have mine.
So I saved this June bug, right? And I went to, like, take it and drop it in this bush, you know? So I, like, finally knock it off my finger, and it just, like, fell upside down, like, on its back into a spider web.
So you basically fed the spider.
I got him out. No.
You're like, sorry, buddy, it's just not your day.
Right.
Okay. Oh, wait, I have one more. You have this Serbia thing with gold.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's not as fun. It filled its cargo hold while taking off from an airport. This is dumb. Cool. And it caused nearly 200 solid gold bricks to tumble onto the runway in nearby snow. That's not
as fun. Oh, my God.
Sorry. That's only exciting in the way that you get free money.
Right.
Yeah.
And gold bricks are super heavy, right?
Yeah. Sounds like a heist movie, doesn't it? Like someone just acts like someone pays someone like $50,000 to leave the hatch unlocked, and then the plane pulls away and the gold falls out.
Sounds great.
I think we figured it out, guys. That's our new, that's our,
you know,
new thing.
We're just really good at it, is what it is. We're super confident.
Yeah. Stuff falling from the sky. Oh, bats. You guys see this?
I went like that.
In 2018, hundreds of bats fell from the trees. These people are not even trying. This is not fine falling from the sky. These are
science. I remember one with spiders. It was like Australia. Do you remember that? And they were like all, I don't know if they were falling from the sky, but they were like all in the sky. That was really creepy.
Oh, well, they have those spiders that like make little parachutes with their webs or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what it was, yeah.
Okay, so if you could have anything fall from the sky, what would it be?
Meat. No, I'm kidding.
Baby meat?
No. Cutting that out.
Only the livers of ocelots.
That's very specific. You just go over and pick it up and you're like
give it a little sniff.
That's terrible.
So weird. What was wrong with those guys? So sometimes people say that it's like that jelly stuff that people find. Those have been found, a woman found purple blobs in her yard during the Perseid meteor shower in somewhere, Frisco, Texas. And then Oakville, Washington, they had the jelly rain. North Reading, Mass had a jelly rain as well. Wow, in 83.
Yeah, I think when I was looking at it, it seemed like it was pretty common.
So weird.
It's those all the microplastics.
Or the atmospheric beasts dying.
Or shitting.
Or
finishing.
Yeah, it's come. We get it.
I was trying to be elegant.
Semen, excuse me.
This is an informative podcast, not smut.
It's ejaculate.
This is education.
Even though we suck at providing facts and...
These things actually happened. Batswatch is real.
The way you said that was so funny. It looked like you were like getting your Virginia Slim out or something. So these things really happened.
She's like, like tapping it.
I've had enough of this. I wish smoking wasn't so bad for you.
Right? I just told Cody the other day, I said, maybe I should start smoking.
You can't. No one can afford that.
I know. He's been smoking. He quit for a long time and he started smoking again. And it's like almost $10 a pack.
What?
That's insane. Yeah.
That is insane.
A pack?
Yeah.
They're like $5 a pack here.
Let me see. I'm pretty sure it's like eight something. Because I went to get them the other day and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Two packs are like $20.
Smoking ain't for poor people anymore. Mm-hmm. It ain't.
It ain't.
Wow. So when people go through like 2-3 packs a day, they're like, it's an investment.
Yeah, because that's what we were talking about. Because we were talking about how we've been like struggling or whatever. And he's like, well, he's like, he went back and got the nicotine patch. He's like, it's $20 every couple days.
Oh, yeah. That's way better. That's way better.
Yeah, well, the patch, no, that's for the cigarettes. The patch is only like $25 and it's for 3 months or something.
Oh. Well, now you have all that extra money. What are you going to do with it?
Buy groceries.
Can't do that either.
No. Right.
Sorry.
I'm going to buy
that. Well, that was the thing. That's why he was talking about smoking. He's like, because he gained like a bunch of weight. And when he started smoking again recently, he's lost like 20 pounds. I said, so maybe I should start smoking. Then we wouldn't eat so much.
Can't afford it. Mm-mm. Can't afford to eat. Can't afford to smoke.
Well, I spend like...
can't afford to live.
I'd say like 15 to 20 bucks on like a bottle of like liquid for my vape or whatever. That'll last me like...
Yeah.
A couple weeks.
No, that's not bad then. I spend $16 on a box of wine a week.
Right.
That's an investment.
It really is for my mental health.
Gotta that's survive. An investment.
You gotta make it. I don't know why. This is depressing.
This is kind of a depressing episode. We can't get past these Mandela effects. Everything's falling apart.
I'm trying to find some fun stuff that fell from the sky, but it's all jelly or meat. Or
frogs or fish and squids.
Yeah. Bird blood.
Ew.
Poor birds.
Poor birdies.
Okay, I'm going to read it. This is weird. In 1890, and what was eventually proven to be bird blood fell into...
Into what?
Messinati, Calabria, okay. Italy. The explanation was that up. Birds...
I thought it was going to be like a person or
something.
Yeah.
A dude's mouth.
Jerry from the corner.
Fell into Jerry.
The anticipation... The anticipation was killing me.
I was trying to figure out how to... How to say that word. Okay. So listen to the explanation. Okay, this is what scientists will say. Birds had been torn apart by fierce winds, except no other bird bits were part of the rain. And there weren't any winds that day.
Fierce, well, that's not an explanation other.
Then.
No. Yeah, but... Okay, how did they know it was bird blood?
You know what it was? You know what it was? Is they were using them as like guinea pigs for teleportation.
And time travel.
Time travel.
Yes. Solved. You did it.
Bitch. I did it again.
You did it again. Okay. Here's another one. This one's awesome. In 1961, carpenters in Louisiana, in Shreveport, Louisiana, were... assaulted by a rain of green peaches. Green peaches.
Is they that were a the thing? Size,
I guess, maybe before they're ripe.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
They were the size of golf balls. And it said the weather authorities were like, no, there's no reason why there should be green peaches flying through the air.
You think?
Thanks for clearing that up, boys.
Science. It sounds like they do science like we do.
Here's $1 million.
Right. They were like, hey, science guy. Hey, weatherman. Why is there...
I think they call meteorologists.
Why is there... I don't know. It's 1961. Were there meteorologists then?
Oh, okay.
Why are there green peaches flying through the air? And he's just like, fuck if I know.
Packing his Virginia Slims.
Let me tell you about the day. The day of the green peaches.
The Shreveport reminded me of True Blood. Have you finished watching it, Jamie?
No, not yet. We're in the last season.
I need you to finish so we can bitch about it.
Right. You've watched it before, right, well, Jamie?
I've never seen it before.
Oh, this is your first time through. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a magical time for you.
I am so jealous of people who get to watch things for the first time. Like when some, if, imagine if we could watch Supernatural for the first time again, or Game of Thrones.
Well, I mean, hypnotism actually works, right? Like I've heard of, like, God, it was like some website or something where you could go and it would like hypnotize you to forget about like whatever show.
Well, I'm looking that up. Yeah,
that's how we get Mandela effects.
You're gonna like eternal sunshine yourself.
A podcast I was listening to the other day was talking about Rotten.com. Do you remember that when the internet first started becoming a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And it like brought back a ton of memories. Like
mostly tapeworms.
I can't believe. Yeah. Well, right. There was like one where like they showed like a mostly dead bodies and it was like a motorcyclist who wasn't wearing a helmet kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, God, I can't believe we looked at that shit. No wonder we're all fucked up.
There was this video store, like a rental place when I was in high school and stuff. And it was called Video Expo. And it was like in the old port in Portland. And it was, that was kind of when like Portland was little, was like coming up. Still pretty, like Portland was pretty shit. Time. It was actually better. And because like, everything was, like everything was boarded up, like all the storefronts and everything. Okay, so Videoport had this like weird like section. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like basically stuff you shouldn't rent. And one of them was this video called Faces of Death. And my friends and I decided to watch it. And it was literally just like an hour and a half people like dying and killing themselves. It was really horrible.
Yeah.
And so I was like talking to Bunny about that. And I was like, man, that was so dumb. And Bunny was like, oh, you see that stuff all the time on TikTok. And I was like, why are you on that TikTok? He said, you get off that TikTok.
Yeah.
You need to watch more Sack Squatch.
Yeah. I was really concerned there at first. like when TikTok first started coming out and like I was letting William watch it, there was a thing where a guy had killed himself on live. Do you remember Jesus. That? And I remember flipping out and I remember telling Cody about it and he's like, well, don't mention it to him. He's like, he probably won't see it, you know, like it was like coming up on people's For You page and stuff. I was flipping out.
Jesus, that's horrible.
He has like cats and dogs and animals. Yeah. So like Cody
he's
said,
He's on good TikTok.
He's on the softer side.
Yeah.
So, I'm proud of the man. I'm proud of the boy.
You're on, like, angry mom's TikTok.
I've been getting a lot of toddler stuff here lately.
A lot of drama.
Yeah.
You're on TikTok drama, right? You and Kat?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
You like that shit, though. Oh, Jamie, I don't know if you remember this, or if you saw... But Kat told me that she would watch Vanderpump Rules with me, and then she turned around and lied to me.
Lied.
So,
lies.
I'm really mad at her.
Betrayal. That's why she hasn't been on the podcast last couple
of years. Yes, she knows.
I can't face you.
Well, she loved the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. I'm like, oh mm-hmm. my God, you need to watch Vanderpump Rules.
Because, right? It's all the same.
Yeah. It better.
Trash.
Kristen Doty?
Oh my God.
The best. Oh my God. Can you imagine if she had been... Can you imagine if she had been with Johnny Depp?
Oh my God.
That, wasn't what she, that though? Trial...
The shrug.
What that trial would have been like?
God.
The James Kennedy, Kristen Doty trial.
Can you imagine what Tom Sandoval would show up wearing?
And just crying the whole time.
Yeah.
With his tears just flying wiping straight out of
dog.
His eyes.
Wiping it on the dog.
Oh, I'm texting Kat. The fuck.
You're not going to let go of this.
No, because I think she'd really enjoy it. I think that she needs something like that.
Yeah, it's really fun. Well, oh, we still haven't talked about the Mormon swingers.
Oh,
we should
yeah.
do an episode all about Mormons, like all the weird stuff
and,
we learned
and
about
the
Mormons.
And the what was it called?
Soaking.
What did I call it?
What is it called whenever you get your friend to jump on the bed?
That's it.
Jump hopping.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Like, let's just research. Fuck you guys. Like, god damn.
All right.
It's so stupid.
I told you I was watching that Under the Banner of Heaven and I was so confused the whole time because I was like, I don't understand these people. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. There's so much. Maggie wants us to watch that In Love with a Mama's Boy. I think it's on TLC, but it's basically men who, yeah. Learning. It's basically the men are like so in love with their moms and like they talk about them in like a disgusting way. And
no, I don't want to watch that.
I know. No. I'll send you a clip. It's wild.
I just want to talk about Mormon swingers.
God damn it, Maggie.
No.
Okay, so next week we'll talk about Mormons and poly shit.
Yeah.
What's that show on? Oh, I think we talked about it a little bit. Keep Sweet or whatever Sister, that documentary.
Oh, yeah. Keep Sweet and this Pray Sister, and Seeking Sister Wives.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Seeking Sister Wives is the most uncomfortable I've ever been watching a show.
Well, apparently you need to watch Mama's Boy.
I don't know if I can handle it. I almost died.
It's hard sometimes. It's cringy.
I almost died for this poor wife who, like, her husband decided to take her. I sent you guys the clip. Her husband decided to take the whole family, including her parents, to Mexico to meet the woman that they were going to have as the second wife.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now. I'm excited. I'm going to watch
it. So that they could all be there when they banged for the first time.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Like,
so look at Jamie's weird.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Like, in the house.
Okay. Like, not like in the room.
And then they came down.
No.
Then they came down. No, but then they came down and they were like, yeah, we just
totally boned.
to her parents.
That's awful.
Like, it's weird enough to be like, I mean, it's weird, like, when you get pregnant and you have to tell your parents and, like, your in-laws and everything, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, we totally had sex.
We did it.
Yeah, I got this from fucking your son.
Look what he did to me.
You know your boy?
A little bit of this. God, Kristen, you have children.
I have children. Yeah. I'm aware. Believe me. I have two of them. And I have.
So you've done that a few times.
I've actually.
Twice.
Cody's home. Just so you know, I'm not talking to myself.
Yep, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
I did it, guys.
You did really well. You did really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we at a 10 hour?
We're there. We did it. 1:03.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did well. And we stayed
What's
on topic.
What's the pose, Amber?
This is what's going on. This is, I'm plugging something into the outlet.
Cody's home and you immediately flop over. straight onto all fours.
Duty calls.
Jamie, you're muted.
I was vaping. Yeah, I forgot.
The cake's right there.
You guys have cake?
Yes, I made cake today.
What?
That's it.
You've lied to us. You said that you don't cook.
It's mixed cake and
it's still cooking.
It's baking.
Okay, you don't cook, you're a pastry chef.
I wish that I could bake.
You did it. It's a cake, right?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Is it frosting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then.
But it's all store-bought stuff. You just buy the box and you buy the frosting. You put eggs and
it tastes better.
It makes no difference to me for, like, buying it from the store.
I will die on the hill that box cakes taste better.
I agree.
They have a better consistency. They're better. I've made lots of scratch cakes. They suck every time. Box cake, way better.
Well, just like buying them from a bakery, too. I don't think that they taste any different than the kind that we make. Like, obviously,
I'm sure
they're
they
prettier.
Use box cake at the bakery.
Yeah. They probably do. Fuckers.
For sure.
I got a box cake right here.
Are you gonna burp?
This box cake gave me my children.
You ever see the Impractical Jokers where Joe Gatto has to like present as a gift? That's what you just reminded me of. I'll send it to you.
Joe Gatto is gonna be in Boston this weekend.
Oh,
I think.
I'm kind of mad at him.
He's gonna be at the same theater we saw the Rhys Darby at. The Wilbur. Yeah.
I don't understand why he had to leave if he's still traveling, but you know, we don't have to get into that now.
I think something happened.
It's very possible. I believe that.
That's my theory.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Like, probably he said he'd watch Vanderpump Rules.
That's exactly what happened. And Hugh or Mer was like, you're out.
You're out. Cute.
We already have a Mer, you know, Jamie Murray, even though I know they're not married, but they're going to shake her head. No.
It's Jamie Oliveira. That's your last name.
Where did that come from?
I made it up.
Oh, nice.
I make up lots of things. I don't tell the truth ever.
I cut that out.
No, leave that in there. I need that right. For plausible deniability when I commit crimes.
I don't think that you being a liar is going to preclude you from being convicted of crime.
He's going to confess.
That's my whole defense.
I've been lying the whole time.
I'm my own lawyer.
We need
right?
to talk to Cindy about this.
And I go into the courtroom and I'm like, yes, I did it, Your Honor. I killed everybody. But what if I didn't? And I was lying.
Boom, acting.
I'm out. It's over. And I just walk out.
Not
and the
guilty.
Whole the whole courtroom will be like, oh my God!
Everyone claps.
Yes! Yes! Everyone's like cheering.
She did it
They're
again.
Like, there's like cannons shooting off in the distance. And I'm like,
those cannons are shooting like yep. 2-inch squares of meat.
Slices.
Oh, maybe that's what I need. I need like an army of vultures to just vomit meat on my enemies.
Turkey vultures are real common here. I see them all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, get to it. Let's do it.
Start roping these vultures.
Start leaving tainted meat in your yard and just then like, you know, get them to trust you and direct them to your enemies, to the police station.
What is even
as if
happening
there's
right
anyone
now?
Who's 100% my enemy if they're at the fucking police station.
They're my enemy.
They're everybody's enemy.
Our police station has a whole bunch of geese across the street. We have like wild geese here in town, the city, like, but you know, they don't run them off or anything, and so I'm always like to the geese. Just take over that police station.
A flock of wild geese take over and successfully run a police station.
Take the tank. Take.
As your lawyer, I suggest you stop talking.
Anyway,
I sent you a picture of a goose.
All right.
We've chatted for 12 hours about, or 12 hours, Jesus. 12 minutes about nonsense.
Jamie, you're terrified. Oh, that's not a June bug. Okay, let me show you what a June bug looks like here. You have nice June bugs.
Oh my goodness, why would you send that picture? What is
it's
that?
The eyes that are the worst part somehow.
Yeah. Is that supposed to be real? Okay.
It is.
That's what they really look like?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with me.
Okay, these are our June bugs. They're just, like, seasonal cockroaches.
Did you send it?
I'm working on it. There.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's not what yours look like?
Mine looks like this. I just sent it.
Ours are cute.
Yeah, but it's, like, even more of a lighter green than that.
Why did we get the shit June bugs? This is horrible.
Oh, here it is. Awesome, this one.
Wow. No, ours are disgusting. All right. How do you guys feel about this?
I think we did good.
It's a plastic. It's our best one yet. Just got to get, got to keep pumping out that content. Content, content.
Doesn't matter how or... They don't ask how. The important thing is.
That's right. We're having fun.
It's quantity, not quality.
That's right. Someone sees our podcast and they're like, oh my God, they have 105.
This is 107.
107 episodes. They must be really good. Like, prolific. Really good. You guys like probably realize by now, but when you start out, you don't realize that we can talk for hours about nothing and just keep going.
Yeah.
We've literally done it.
This is the podcast that never ends.
Is that a Mandela thing too? That it's the song that probably doesn't end?
Yeah, it is.
No.
Is this the one?
This is the one that sticks her out.
Yeah. That, I'm done. I don't know if I can handle anymore. God damn it, CERN.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to end the podcast again because I have to pee.
Well, I think we're good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've done it.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
We potted did the shit again. Out of it.
We sure did.
We're the best at potting.
All right. Well, I guess join us next week. And we'll pod more shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey. Oh. Hey, I like the podcast. I'm Jaxton, and I'm friends with Bunny. How do I stop it? Oh, God. I don't know how to...